This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Almost a year ago, we started the Lugas debate series. Every time Tommy and Sean had a fight, we would say, time out, let's make this official. And we'd have a formal debate. The first one was all the way back on August 1st, 2024. And it was the dumbest debate ever. It was, who's hotter, the Mets or the Yankees? And that's how this whole thing started. We fact-checked this over the last few weeks to have a real recognized history of this Lugas debate series. And we can confirm to you that there have been 11 over the last year, a little less than a year. And it is 6 victories for Sean and 5 victories for Tommy. We even have a scoreboard here and the WFAN studios that you may be able to see on SNY if you're listening on the radio. I'm just telling you, it's 5 for Tommy, it's 6 for Sean. The way it works is they debate, they each have a minute to state their case. Me and Tiki both decide who we thought won the debate. If we're split, we'll take a caller. A random caller will break that tie. In the proud history of the Lugas debate series, this usually only happened once in a while. It don't happen all the time. Our last one was relatively recent, back on May 23rd, where we debated which collapse was worse, the Yankees in Game 5 of the World Series or the Knicks Game 1 collapse. Sean Morash had a victory, but other times we debated such things as Joe Shane or Dave Gettleman. Which one was worse? Or Tommy DeVito versus Daniel Jones, who should start week one? Or is Brian Daboll tanking? Or, this is my favorite one.
A lot of Giants ones in there.
A lot of Giants. Well, they're Giant fans.
Yeah, sure.
My favorite one, though, when I look at the history of the Lugas debate series, was on November 2nd when Sean Morash claimed, quote, Juan Soto has no chance to be a New York Met. By the way, for the record, when they had that debate, and again, it's not about who you agree with, it's about who won the debate, Sean actually swept Tommy. So even though Sean turned out to be very wrong about that, Sean did win the debate. Today, we have a scheduled Lugas debate series because this has been bubbling for a while. A year and a half ago on Evident Tiki, we declared that Jalen Brunson had dethroned Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Judge.
He only wishes.
Right, I only wish. As the king of New York. That had happened. That Jalen Brunson had become the undisputed king of New York sports. That was all the way back on February 2nd, 2024. That was a year and a half ago. And for whatever reason, this gets kind of relitigated. Judge plays well, relitigated. Well, Brunson plays well, relitigated. Well, Judge sucks, relitigated.
It also gets brought up because I think it's become accepted fact that Jalen Brunson is the king of New York, except for in the mind of Sean Morash.
No, he's right.
And so every time Jalen Brunson does something, I don't know, not too excellent, Sean starts to like pipe up about Aaron Judge.
Yeah, like see. Like throughout the Knick playoff run.
Gotta earn it back.
It was always about Sean dethroning Jalen Brunson. Like throughout this entire run, even where I'm like, pipe down, wait till it's over. Mm-hmm. When it's over, we'll let you have your voice. So here today on June 4th, 2025, we declare an official Lugas debate series. Who is the king of New York sports? We have flipped a coin. Sean Morash won the coin toss, which allows him to either go first or go second. It is your choice, Sean. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Deferring to the second
I'm
half.
I'm deferring to the second. I'll take the wind, Tiki. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Interesting. So the rules are Tommy will get a minute, Sean will get a minute, and then they could yell at each other.
But before I go here, you're a big wrestling fan, Evan. You know the war games, right? The concept of that. If you don't, it's a good guys versus bad guys, 4-on-4.
Yeah.
The heels always win the coin toss. Sean always wins the coin toss. Either I always go first or he always wins the coin toss.
I can't explain coin tosses. Okay. Maybe the luck isn't your way, but he genuinely won coin toss.
All right.
They're already arguing about the coin toss.
I'm not. I took the wind.
So you each have a minute. Can you pump up that Lou Gehrig's Debate Series theme song one more time? Because that's literally mine. It's very freaky.
It is, but it's kind of catchy.
Yeah. Gosh, Debate Series. Lou Gehrig's Debate. All right. King of New York, Jalen Brunson, Aaron Judge, Tommy Lugauer, your 1 minute on the clock begins right now.
Jalen Brunson is the king of New York because he brought the Knicks to a place they haven't been in 25 years, the Eastern Conference Finals. He has brought the Knicks to a place consistently that they haven't been in decades. That is relevancy. Aaron Judge is just another great player in the long line of great players that have played for the Yankees. And unlike some of those players, he doesn't get it done in the big spot. Aaron Judge leaves tomorrow. The Yankees still win 90 games. They're still in the playoffs, and they're probably still going to the World Series. Jalen Brunson has brought the Knicks back to prominence. And remember, Jalen Brunson took a hometown discount to be here. He wants to be the king. He wants his kingdom and the people in the kingdom to see the king. Aaron Judge flirted with another team. We forget that. Aaron Judge wanted to take his ball and go home to San Francisco.
All right, your time is up. Sean Morash, your minute begins now.
Tommy, you know where this plastic bottle goes? In the recyclable, like all the takes you just regurgitated for the same last year and a half. Aaron Judge is so good and so elite, he's on his way to his third MVP, which somehow hurts his kingship because we expect more while expecting less from Brunson. How could Jalen Brunson be the king of New York when he's not even the king of his own room? His own father's closer to the head of the table. It's okay. Mayor Adams loves him. He's going to keep that street name up. It's called Prince Street. Good pizza there as well for the pity party all the Knicks fans get to have that Jalen Brunson failed. You want to say Judge chokes in the postseason? Guess what? 19 points in an elimination game. Game 4, 2 measly points in the fourth quarter. Halliburton was right. Brunson didn't just choke for the king of New York. He choked for the city. He choked for his team. He's not the king. Get lost.
I had 8 seconds to go. All right, Tommy, you're retorting. There are no rules. You can yell at each other.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Brunson, you could cite the 19 points. You could cite some of his fourth quarter performances in the playoffs. Aaron Judge was such a total zero in the World Series and throughout the postseason run that it was embarrassing to watch. He contributed squadouche. He did nothing. And remember, when you look at the Knicks and you look at that basketball team, they have the biggest piece of the pie in this town, meaning there's 95% Knicks fans, 5% net fans. So when you are the top Knicks player, you are the king.
You know what Jalen Brunson did for the next 2 weeks of basketball here? He made it boring. So take this salt, because you're nice and salty, Tommy. And just understand this. Aaron Judge hasn't gotten Aaron Boone fired. What happened to Tom Thibodeau?
And the Yankees were a complete laughingstock. After the Dodgers dog-walked you, they basically mocked you on their podcast for 3 or 4 months straight. And who's at the lead of the table? Aaron Judge.
Good.
Who hasn't done squat as far as getting to a World Series without Juan
Soto. Recycle the same takes because you have nothing left.
No, it's not.
Facts are the
Aaron
facts.
Aaron Judge, I hope he hits 500 homers this regular season because he's still going to stink when it matters the most because he doesn't have what it takes to get it done in October. We've seen that
Tommy,
time and time
past
again.
You. There's another pacer running past Brunson because he doesn't know how to play defense.
Team sport. When it's baseball, you are at the plate by yourself.
Yeah.
When a fly ball comes your way to center field and, you drop. Stop it. That's on you. Jalen Brunson is playing a team game. Baseball, albeit a team game, it is an individual sport.
I'm done here. I mean, he's been dog-walked enough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there it was. Lou Gehrig's Debate Series between Tommy and Sean. Tiki.
It was interesting.
Your thoughts?
Sean had a lot of quips, a lot of digs that were, I don't know, like pre-written. type of thing.
Does that hurt him in your mind?
I don't know if it hurts him because they were entertaining, right? They kind of furthered his point, whereas Tommy was given a lot of the same arguments. Tommy could have used more of the clutch metrics that we know about Jalen Brunson, the things that make him one of the great historically all-time clutch players in the game, even in the postseason when you count the guys that have done it before, Kobe Bryant and Shaq and obviously Michael Jordan, et cetera. We know how good he is. Tommy didn't address it. Like, he left out, he missed an opportunity, I think. But Sean was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I kind of like being entertained by these.
Wow.
Sean entertained me.
So you're giving the victory to Sean?
Sean.
It's a victory for Sean, according to Tiki. Look, this is... What's always challenging is that I have my opinion. Right? My opinion, and I've made it clear since we started this, is that Jalen Brunson is the king of New York. I completely agree with Tommy. But I got to tell you, there was evidence in this Lugash debate series that one person wanted it more. They just, you know how in the Nick Pacer series we heard that a lot? Yeah. They wanted it more. They came out with more effort.
I feel a troll coming.
I think that Sean wanted it more. I think he spent months preparing this, which is kind of a troll of him, but also a compliment to him. I kind of agree with Sean. I think he dog walked Tommy. I think that this was a non-competitive beatdown, even though I disagree with him.
Tommy, I hate to do this to you.
Yeah, I mean, this is unanimous. It is now 7-5, Sean, because I do believe Sean Morash handily defeated Tommy Lugauer.
Thank you.
In this Lugash debate series.
Thank you. Tommy, you want to go take a picture outside Prince Street now?
Part of the debate
series. You good now?
Yeah, I'll get to you in a second.
Good for the summer,
Tommy,
now?
part of why we do this, obviously, to entertain, but we have stated the rules are after the loser is supposed to be gracious about his loss,
yes.
Which I am every single time.
You have been, yes. I asked if you wanted to take a picture. That's more than
and
gracious.
Big Mouth isn't. Now in wins, he's going to take shots at me? There's only so long that I'm going to stay silent with this. I think out of the respect of the Lou Gehrig debate series and the rules, I will keep my mouth shut. Mm. But I don't know how many more times I got to take shots from him when he loses and when he wins.
He's going to keep his mouth shut. It's the first time in 6 weeks.
I do. I want to defend Tommy now that I buried him in the debate. I think that Tommy, over the last 6 weeks, has been consumed, rightfully so, with his basketball team. He has been consumed with it. He's gone to games. We've gone on trips together. He loves his New York Knicks.
Emotionally affected.
Emotionally affected, not only by the loss, but the firing of Tom Thibodeau. I saw it in his eyes yesterday when the news broke. Sean Morash has been stewing for, like, I would say 2 months. It's probably longer. Jotting down notes.
It's almost probably 6 months.
Probably, yeah. I think ever since Judge dropped the fly ball, he's been stewing, like, I'm not going to go down easily. And so I think that while Sean clearly won the debate, he had a distinct edge that he's been game planning this for months.
So he's Seth Rollins, I'm Roman Reigns. I don't see it coming. He's got the chair because he knows it's coming, and that's why it was easier for him to win.
Sure, if you want to use that analogy. I would just look at it as one person prepared, the other one was like, I'm not even worried about this. And sometimes that shows up in results. So, Sean, do you feel better now that you got this whole Jalen Judge thing out of your system?
I feel great, Evan. Why don't we fire up the phone calls and have a good close to this show the next 2.5 hours?
Right. By the way, Jalen Brunson's still the king of New York.
I agree.
I mean, let's calm down.
That's the funny thing. He is still the king of New York. Yeah.
You got to re-earn it back if you're Aaron Judge.
Look, Aaron Judge is in a tricky spot, and I kind of feel for him in this regard. There is nothing he can do in this regular season that's going to erase, unfortunately, how last year ended.
Right.
And so while he's having a great year, and you should enjoy that as a Yankee fan, I enjoy it as a baseball fan, and it's not that we poo-poo it, but in terms of his postseason legacy and changing kind of what Tommy's point was and a lot of people's point about him, he can't do it till October. Now, can he do it in October? Yeah, I've said this forever. Great players will eventually show they're great if given enough opportunities. Barry Bonds got enough opportunities. A-Rod got enough opportunities. And eventually, two guys in Bonds and A-Rod who were widely playoff chokers until they weren't.
Right.
Now, what's unfortunate is we have the Angels-Red Sox game on. And I say that because it's not happening for Mike Trout. Mike Trout was in one postseason, Teak. He was terrible.
Terrible.
And he's never going to get back.
And that was early.
Early in his career. And so not only is he never going to get back, if he ever does get back, he's a shell of his former self. Mm-hmm. And so that sucks for Mike Trout. What's great for Judge is that he's going to be back. And Sean, he better hit. And he better perform.
I don't disagree with
this
that.
This debate for you is going to get worse if he hits 175 in the playoffs.
We can admit a couple things here. Aaron Judge this year has looked like what happened at the end of last year has been personal to him. And you know what? Say what you want. They lost 2-3 in L.A., and I'm not excusing that. Aaron Judge came to play in that series and hit the crap out of a couple balls. He is locked in. Brunson had a whole year to prepare for the Indiana Pacers. And twice in that series, when that team needed him the most, was completely invisible in the fourth quarter. And that, I'm sorry, that needs to be a lasting legacy a little bit for him. And stop giving him a pass with the excuse, well, the Knicks haven't been good for 25 years.
It's not even the pass. It's just tactically you give the Pacers credit. But also, it's not like Jalen Brunson's 6'6 and can just impose his will on opposing defenders. Right? He's a smaller guard. And so it's just he's got to work a lot harder.
I agree. But deep down, I think what's bothered me about this somewhat silly debate overall is that we just we judge this based on the ineptitude of the Knicks, and that's why Brunson gets lifted up, where Judge gets dragged down by the Yankee legacy.
I want to do something real quick with you, Teak. So yesterday was obviously a breaking news show. We didn't do the Lou Gehrig debate series, nor did we do a regular Tuesday segment called Posted and Toasted. Mm-hmm. I want to just give you one post for Posted and Toasted on a Wednesday, just one, because it relates to this. July 12, 2024. So this is 5 months after the beginning of the King of New York debate. Mm-hmm. Okay? 5 months after. This person who works at WFAN tweeted, Jalen Brunson is the best thing to happen to New York sports in a long, long time. King of the city.
Hmm.
I'm not going to give you any choices. I'm just going to say coworker at WFAN, couple of months after the King debate began, and I believe that this may just end the argument.
Hmm.
Who is that person?
That was Sean Morash.
is not Sean Morris. That would be unbelievable.
I was going to say, who got my password?
That person would be not me. I'm not a Yankee fan or a Knick fan. Wouldn't be Tommy. Tommy's a Met fan and a Knick fan. It would have to be somebody who's got no dog in the fight because they love both teams.
Bring BT.
That person is Brandon Tierney.
I've got no ass.
How about that?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you? Yeah. That was, by the way, that was very random.
He's big. No, that made no sense. No context to what we're
he's
actually
got
talking
no ass.
About. We always play a drop after Tiki gets it right. That was the context.
Yeah, that's right.
The context is he has no ass, according to him.
Yeah, but he loves both teams.
He loves both teams. So, Sean, BT, when you combine his love for the Yankees and love for the Knicks, probably the guy you respect the most who loves those two teams at the station?
Yeah, I want to get
you give him the edge over Big Mac?
I want to get his thoughts in 2025 after the Knicks did not get to the finals this year. And
no chance!
All right, I'm just saying.
By the way, I'm pretty sure he'd call Rick Pitino now the King of New York.
They got knocked out too early.
Yeah, that's true. You know how this debate's going to change very, very soon? There's someone moving up the list very quickly. And I thought it would be impossible for this person to get there.
Jackson Dart.
But moving up this list very quickly is a man named Francisco Lindor.
I love Lindor.
He's moving up that list. It's going up. It's shooting up. You're is he wrong. There yet? Not yet, but he's getting there.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. Oh, I'm not wrong.
He's got as many leadoff home runs as Ohtani.
I know. And the home run streak of when he hits home runs, the Mets win. It's like 27 in a row.
Yeah.
All right. So bookmark that. If we get a Subway Series this year, then we'll have plenty of time to debate this.
Well, that's going
to
be a tricky spot for Tommy because he's a Knicks fan and a Mets fan. I don't know what he's going to do with the split allegiance.
It just dawned on me. If we get a Subway Series this year, Brunson's definitely out.
He's out?
Because you're definitely getting a winner.
Oh, that's right.
That's true. I agree with that. I think if Lindor wins a World Series, he becomes King of New York.
And if Judge wins a World Series, he clearly becomes King of New York.
I agree with him. Can we agree with that, Tommy? A championship by either Judge, Lindor, obviously Brunson's not getting it this year, would that make them King?
It would certainly give them a really strong argument that they would be King.
It'd
be tough to argue against it, I'll put it to you that way.
Let's get back to your calls. Obviously, a lot of discussion around what the Knicks should do now that Tom Thibodeau is no longer the head coach. 888-808-1019. We got into a lot of details throughout this show on who makes sense and who doesn't make sense. You could rewind on the Odyssey app if you've missed anything. Anything at all. Let's go to JR in Somerville. How you feeling, JR?
What up, JR?
What's going on, guys?
All's good.
What's up? How you doing? Good, good. All right, Evan, first, Missoula, enough of the love, all right? Now, this guy just lost a series that would get him run out of this town. He lost a series a couple years ago against Miami that should have put those two together and whatever. But I think that the Knicks brass basically said, hey, this wasn't a series, the Celtics series, it wasn't a series that Thibodeau won. That was more of a series that Missoula lost. Because that was a complacent game plan that he put together for a complacent team. So that's the first thing. I never want to see this guy anywhere near New York.
No, that's not true. See, you're right about two things, though, JR. Like, I agree with you that he deserves major criticism for what happened in that series. Mm-hmm. But when you look at his short resume as a head coach in this league, you wouldn't want him? Come on. That's not fair.
No, that Miami series where he lost the first two games of that one and had to somehow they won three games and came back and pushed it to seven, that was a horrible series for him. That team is the best roster in the league for the last 5 years, and they only
proceeded to win an NBA championship in just his second year as a head coach. I mean, come on.
Great, great segue to my next point. All these guys that win these championships, I don't want to hear about Budenholzer, all right? That guy should be managing a dispensary somewhere. He shouldn't be Coach Bud. That's what he should be doing, okay? He shouldn't be coaching a team because the guy, first off, Evan, you're like Coach. The guy would never won the series against you guys if Kyrie didn't twist his ankle.
Agreed. You don't have to tell me that.
Okay, and then he would have been fired if he lost that.
Who do you want? Let's get to the point, though, JR, because I agree with you about Budenholzer. Who do you want? Who is JR in Somerville endorsing as the next head coach?
I want Johnny Bryant. And here's the thing. I want Johnny Bryant. I mentioned Dash Yoshimoto, who's an assistant right now.
Right.
There's Jim Boylan, who's on the bench with Carlisle. But the key here is that the whole league is getting guys from either Europe or the film room. They're not getting guys who coach college. They didn't get guys who've been in this league before coaching a lot of games. I went through Lenny Wilkins. You know about Paul Westhead. These guys are not going to come here and win games. We need to get an updated style and something that where the players are empowered to do what they do.
No, I completely agree with a lot of what you said, and it goes back to something we said at the top of the show. the best decision for the Knicks is the most boring decisions. Johnny Bryant makes the most sense, and finding your next great head coach makes the most sense. History does not back up the jump from college. It doesn't.
No.
And also, history doesn't back up taking, you know, kind of an also-ran head coach and thinking, well, Michael Malone won a championship. Mike Budenholzer won a championship. I'll win one, too. Yeah, that doesn't happen either.
Yeah, but those rosters were specific to those championship seasons for that coach and for that organization. And in college, the learning curve is massive. I know that they, like, the way that college has changed and it's become a paid man, young man, and young woman, actually, sport. But it's also, like, the expectation is so different for a college athlete, college basketball player, than it is for an NBA basketball player.
No doubt.
And the attitude of a college basketball player who is dependent upon that coach to like him and get him in the situations where he can succeed and hopefully get drafted. You need the head coach. In the NBA, these guys are superstars making $50 million a year. The head coach better be able to work collaboratively with them, not think of them as subservient in some way.
100%.
And so it's different. And I know college is stepping towards that, but it's not even close.
It's not there yet.
No.
And look, history can be misleading sometimes, but the history of guys making the jump from college to the NBA is 90% awful.
Right.
Like, Billy Donovan, I don't even know how to answer if Billy Donovan's been a success. He was in OKC for a while, sure. They won a bunch of games. Now he's in Chicago, where they're the definition of mediocrity. Brad Stevens was a success. He had good success in Boston. Yeah. But outside of that, you go through the list, it's all bad.
Right, but his real success came when he became an executive.
100%. It was more so when he moved upstairs. You're right. You're absolutely right. Steve in Toms River. Hey, Steve.
Evan and Tiki, pleasure to talk to you both.
Appreciate you.
What's up?
Hey, so I'm obviously Tom did a great job for his time here, but I have to agree with parting ways. And after giving it a lot of thought and just kind of think back, how many times did we see this offense struggle where it looked like there was no offensive structure, no plays being ran? It was Brunson dribbling the ball, looking to drive, looking to shoot. Cat would stand on the side watching him. And I really feel Tom dropped the ball by not utilizing Cat the way he could have, which can open up so many things for the team.
There was a lack of creativity when it came to this offense. Like, I know the questions are fair about can you win if your two best players are defensive liabilities? Put that aside for a second, because it's a fair question. Offensively,
it's a real issue. Though.
It's a real issue. But let's go to the offense. He's 100% right.
Well,
There was no offensive creativity. Their chemistry got worse as the season went on. And I wouldn't sit here and say they can't play together offensively. I think with the right head coach and the right system, they will be successful together.
One of the most important things that an athlete needs in order to step towards greatness is a coach who knows how to unlock that greatness, right? A coach who knows that my guy does this best. I need to put him in positions where he can be at his best. And Sean Payton is a perfect example for me personally, because before he became our play caller, we were just running 3 yards in cloud of dust plays. And then all of a sudden, we started doing misdirection and all these other things that benefited my specific skill set because I was on the team at the time. And you've seen him do that in subsequent years when he was in New Orleans and even in Denver. Right? You need a coach who not just is stuck in what he wants to do, but is able to adjust what his players do best to fit his system. And I think that's where Tibbs was limited. I mean, I hate to say it, but he was just limited in that regard.
So,
and everybody knows it.
No, you're right. Now, everybody knows it. There's been a mixed opinion on the firing of Tom Thibodeau. When we come back, we've done a lot of research here at Evan and Tiki. Yankees Guardians coming up tonight at Yankee Stadium. I am looking at the New York Yankee lineup tonight, which features basically the same lineup as last night. That is very rare because usually there are changes. Mm-hmm. There's only one slight change from last night's lineup, and it's the fact that Austin Wells is starting behind the plate instead of Ascara. But the order is exactly the same, which is Grisham, Rice, Judge, Bellinger, Goldie, Jazz, who had a great return yesterday, Volpe, Wells, and DJ with Clark Schmidt on the mound. And I do want to update you on the scoreboard as far as who's leading off the most for the New York Yankees. With Trent Grisham getting this start today, he opens up a 2-game lead.
Mm.
This will be his 21st game as the leadoff hitter.
Wow.
19 for Paul Goldschmidt, 17 for Ben Rice. So still pretty close at the top. And then Austin Wells twice and Cody Bellinger once.
You kind of see that coming when he started leading off and hitting home runs and just being much more dynamic with his bat than anybody expected. Obviously, he's a great center fielder, but just with his bat, it made sense.
It's just crazy. Imagine saying on June 4th that Trent Grisham be leading the team in leadoff appearance.
I think one thing that's happened is he's also become an everyday player.
Yes.
Like, I think at the start of the season, he was a fourth outfielder. He is now going to start his eighth consecutive game. He's become the most of the time, if not everyday, center fielder. Keeping an eye on Jason Dominguez, who will not be in the lineup for a second straight day. But I think that that's really what's led to this, that Grisham has become an everyday player. Now, will he maintain this the rest of the season? Who knows? He's got to hit. He's got to keep hitting. Yankees have a lot of outfield options. So there's certainly no guarantee that he's going to finish this off. But that's your race right now. Very interesting race for the leadoff spot. Because I keep thinking back to our debates in February, and we all had different people. Except for Tommy, who had Paul Goldschmidt out of nowhere.
Right.
But we all, like, I had Dominguez, you had Jazz.
That was a jinx because he got hurt and missed, whatever, 30 games.
But you know what? Jazz could lead off. They're not leading him off. He hasn't let off once this season.
No,
so
you're right.
The injury hasn't impacted it. But good return yesterday for Jazz Chisholm. And Devin Williams made you nervous. Made you nervous. But he got the job done.
And you're not even mentioning another candidate for King of New York yesterday. Carlos Rodon.
I'll tell you, he's pitched great. He's not obviously not the King of New York, but he has been unbelievable. And where I give Carlos a lot of credit was that his first year was such a disaster. We talk about bad first years as a free agent. And some of them are unrecoverable.
Right. Didn't he get hurt right away?
He did. And that contributed to it. Injuries played a big part of it. But then when he pitched, he had the kiss incident in Anaheim, and he wasn't any good. Last year, he was solid. You know, pretty good, but you still didn't trust him. This year, he's pitching like a stud. This year, you look at him and say, whoa, this is one of the better pitchers in all of baseball.
Give him the ball in October. Let's go. Ride the horse that's Rodon.
Hey, right now, when you look at Max Fried and Carlos Rodon at the top, and we'll see Clark Schmidt tonight, it's not a bad
not
rotation.
Bad.
In fact,
no,
it's pretty
right.
damn good, especially considering you're missing Gerrit Cole.
And you forgot their ace, Ryan Yarbrough.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been pitching fantastic.
I tell you, man, with lefties late in their careers, you never know.
Right, and also Luis Hill's going to come back at some point.
He is on his return. Now, I said before the break that we did a lot of research over the last couple of days, actually the last day, on our fellow FAN hosts on who has been most critical of Tom Thibodeau and has called for their firing. Now, I'll tell you, when I went into this research project, I thought it was going to be BT. BT's been very critical of Tom, but hasn't really called for his job.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you off the top, it is not BT. So do you have a guest, Teak, on the FAN host, and we have the audio to prove it, who's called for Thibodeau's job multiple times?
Is this the most of all of them?
It is far and away the most. No one has called for Tom Thibodeau's job more than this guy. Do you know who the person is?
Yeah, it's probably me.
You think it's you?
Yeah. I don't like his presentation. Be honest. I think he's a good coach. Great coach. I just don't like his presentation.
Well, let's hear from Tiki over the last few years. Would you like to hear February 17th, 2022, Tiki Barber?
2022?
Oh, yeah. This happened multiple times. Let's go back to February of 2022. Here's Tiki.
I don't think he can coach this team. So the question is not whether he should be fired. The question is, when is he going to be fired?
Oh.
That's the question, BT. And when they're going to move on and realize that whether it's the talent or whether it's the guy's not listening, whether it's his lack of play calling ability, the mistakes, the lack of development of young players. What are you getting out of this team with Tom Thibodeau coaching the way that he's coaching?
Gotcha.
And, exactly. You're getting nothing. So it's not about, it's not if, it's just when.
Wow. It's not if. It's when, my drop. That is, of course, courtesy of Tiki and Tierney from 2022.
You already forgot? It was like three years ago.
My memory slipped real quick.
I kind of forgot, too.
That wasn't...
Was BT first or was I first?
That wasn't the last time Tiki did this. Let's go back to May 9th, 2023. So now we're a year later. The Knicks had just lost to the Miami Heat. Tiki Barber, take it away.
I kind of was hoping it wasn't true, but it makes me believe now that Tom Thibodeau will never win an NBA title because he's too stuck in his old stead ways.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, it's kind of funny because I'm saying the same thing now.
No, I know. And how about this one? This is my favorite Tiki clip, also from May 9th, 2023. Listen to this compliment and dig at Tom Thibodeau.
And it's not because I hate Tom Thibodeau. It's not. Yeah. I think he might be the best culture man in the last 15 years in the NBA because he's won two.
That's a good way to frame it.
Not one.
Yeah.
Two Coach of the years in his first years, or second years, I think, whatever it was. He goes someplace, fixes the culture, coach of the year. And then ultimately they hit a ceiling.
This guy nailed it. This Tiki Barber from 22 and 23. Holy crap. I mean, everything you said in those clips from multiple years ago, doesn't it kind of ring true?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Because he is a great culture man. We do know this. You do get the guys working their asses off and playing 45 minutes a game. Not really, but you know what I mean. They're playing a ton of minutes. And then ultimately, they learn how to play 42 minutes a game, and they stay healthy. And but there's always, like, that next step just never feels that it's, like, catchable for them and for his led teams. And that's not just with the Knicks. It's been everywhere he's been.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate because you want a guy like that who's an old-school grinder to find a way to ultimately win a championship. But it just felt like it was never going to happen.
When I'm listening to those clips, I wish I could talk to 2022 Tiki Barber. Like, I wish I can go back in a time. Because what I would have said to 2022 Tiki Barber was, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I would have said,
just calm down. It's going to happen.
I would have said, watch this, Tiki. It's going to take 3 years. And it's going to be after the Eastern Conference Finals. Even you would have been like,
I'd be like, really?
No.
Give another year.
You're telling me they're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals and that's when it's going to go down? So kudos to Tiki Barber.
And kudos to our research team for coming up and finding all that great old audio from the last couple of years, because everything we say is recorded.
Can I play a game of does it mean something, does it mean nothing with you guys right now?
Okay, okay.
They are taking infield practice and outfield practice at Yankee Stadium right now?
Yes. Okay.
The current second baseman fielding drills right now is Paul Goldschmidt.
Nah, he does that regularly.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
All right.
No, I'm telling you.
Seems to be picking up steam on the socials right now.
Nah, they got to come. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure as a Goldie aficionado.
Has he ever played second?
I don't think so. I don't think he's ever done it in a regular game. He's been a first baseman his entire career. Look it up just to confirm if there's ever been a rogue game.
You're bringing this up because Ben Rice moving to first and obviously Giancarlo Stanton playing deep.
By the way, before you continue, 1,902 games at first base, 68 at DH, 31 as a pinch hitter, zero anywhere else.
Yeah. Okay. We have this impending situation coming up with the Yankees if Giancarlo returns. Mm-hmm. How do you get Ben Rice more at-bats?
Sure, sure.
And look, maybe it's a little clickbaity out there. Brian Hoke has put out the video of him fielding at second base.
See, Hoke, that makes me pause because Hoke watches this all the time. I could have sworn that Paul Goldschmidt was working out at second base while we were there at the Subway Series. And I even made a comment to you. Actually, I correct myself.
He was working out at shortstop.
Yes. Because jazz. There you go. So I don't think it means anything. Now, Hoke is a good Yankee reporter, and he's there all the time. So if he says, hey, this is noticeable, it does make me pause.
Right.
But, you know, Jacob DeGrom would shag fly balls. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it means anything. I doubt that this late in Goldie's career, he's going to go play second base. But then again, you know, Mookie Betts is the ultimate team player with the way he said, sure, I'll play shortstop. Sure, I'll play second. Sure, I'll play the outfield. You never know. Maybe Goldie late in his career says, skip whatever you want. And my guess would be don't read into it.
I tend to lean that way, but again, we have everything that happened with Jazz Chisholm return. Hey, I'll go back to third, anything you need. Maybe this is a culture thing. Hey,
yeah, but
Paul Goldschmidt doing this.
I hear you, but it makes them defensively so much weaker.
That I agree with. If you're going to play Jazz at third, him at second, Ben Rice at first, that is a very...
Yeah.
If we're off a team where fundamentals did him in...
Yeah, because even, look, I know DJ is getting older. LeMahieu is getting older, but he still has some range at second base. Like, you almost still trust him. As a second baseman.
Yeah,
I don't know if I mean, this isn't a knock on goal. I just don't trust him at second base. He's never literally done it.
Oh, I'll tell you, man. And Tommy will appreciate this. Get me 5 games at second base, Goldie, so I could have you at second base eligibility in fantasy.
Geez,
can you get that for me?
All you need is 5 for the whole year?
I think it's 5 starts and you become eligible at a position on Yahoo, which is where we play. So if you can get me Goldie second base eligibility, let's go.
Love that.
That's cheating.
It's not cheating.
That's what they call cheating.
How is that cheating?
Because he's not a second baseman.
Are you new to fantasy?
I am new.
That's true. He is new.
Baseball fantasy.
Yeah. Oh, we take advantage of position eligibility all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are rules on eligibility. You get it for a year. It'll go away eventually. It's not like you get it forever.
Right.
But, yeah, Matt Carpenter back in the day. That's why I fell in love with him. Tommy will tell you, he was eligible for every position but catcher. Remember that? First, second, short, third, left.
Totally. Or even Ben Rice now. I know he catches a little bit, but having him as a catcher is a huge advantage.
That's a great point. That's a great comp with the Yankees. Ben Rice is a catcher. He don't catch.
Right.
But if you have him on your fantasy team, you could catch Ben Rice.
Massive.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Now let's get back to your calls. Josh in Poughkeepsie. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
I just wanted to give you guys a shout-out. I haven't talked to you in a while. I used to talk to you a lot about the Knicks last year, and then this year I wasn't a fan of the Cat trade, wasn't a fan of the Bridges trade. Obviously, they got further than they ever have, but it didn't feel the same as the years before.
Mm.
Now this year, at the end of the season, I see what happened and everything. Everything that I'm hearing from the same people that told me Cat was getting traded to the Knicks are saying – Jason Kidd will be the next coach, and Giannis is coming to New York. You heard it here first. See what happens.
Look, the trading of the coach thing can happen. I think you have to look at each individual situation.
Mm-hmm.
The two names that have emerged as, hey, the Knicks would be interested are Ime Udoka and Jason Kidd. I cannot see how the Houston Rockets, who just hired Ime a couple of years ago, doing that.
And they started to make some strides.
Yes, they're an emerging young team.
They're a good team, and it's not as if they need to make major changes. They obviously need some additions, but it's not major changes in order to take the next step.
Well, also, not to get in Udoka's head, if I'm Ime Udoka, I would rather coach the Rockets than the Knicks.
Mm.
I have a great, I have a, an emerging young roster that won a lot of games this year. I got a ton of draft picks, so I can go get a superstar if right. they deem that's the way they want to go. And also, and Rick Pitino made this point earlier with BT and Sound. It was a great point by Rick. I think we all thought it, but it's so interesting to hear it from him. He said, the pressure on whoever takes this job will be the most pressure ever for a Knicks head coach. By the way, Rick was the Knicks head coach.
Yes.
So I loved hearing that. I thought that was fascinating. You could go rewind and listen to that conversation. But it's true. So if you're Ime Udoka, would you leave that situation for this situation? I don't think I would.
I mean, you just finished second.
Yeah.
In the West.
And, and your emergence is going up. Like, yes. You've got great chances to get better. I've also been told that's not happening. So we can rule that one out. But the Jason Kidd thing, like,
does it make sense, Jason Kidd? Let's talk about it.
On whose side?
For the Knicks.
Yeah.
Maybe not for the Mavericks, because then it leaves them in alerts a little bit, but maybe they want to pair Cooper Flagg with someone who's more, I don't know, experienced. I don't know. I don't even know what the answer is.
Like, well, the answer could be behind the scenes. It could be, you know what, we don't want to deal with Jason anymore.
Yes.
To answer that question, I'd say, look, if Leon Rose liked Jason enough where he finished second in the initial coaching interview, obviously you like him as a coach.
Of course.
He has a history with Jalen Brunson, having coached him. He has experience, if that matters. Ian Begley said to us yesterday, that may matter, and he's coached at multiple different locations. Mm-hmm. He was coaching my team with a lot of pressure in Brooklyn.
Right.
And I actually thought did a really good job salvaging that situation the 1 year he was here. You asked me about Kidd the coach. Forget the exit, but Kidd the coach, I thought he did a really good job. He had to recreate the team once Brooke Lopez went down.
Yeah.
And he changed. He played KG at the five, and it worked. So if I take away my emotions of how it ended, I would argue Jason did a pretty damn good job with my team, and that's his rookie year.
Right.
And obviously Milwaukee.
And he's only grown since then.
Yeah. So if the question is, does it make sense for the Knicks? Yeah, from that standpoint. Would that be my number one choice? No. No.
Johnny Bryant.
Johnny Bryant's the number one. Johnny Bryant is the choice. He just is. It's made sense since the moment Tom Thibodeau was fired yesterday at 2:45.
Then what are they waiting for?
Well, there's a process.
What is the process? I mean, in the NBA, you just hire whoever you want.
I don't know. What is the process? They want to interview a bunch of different people.
But why? Why waste your time?
If you know Johnny's the guy?
Yes.
Maybe they hire him by the end of the week. Who knows? Maybe it goes quickly. But he does make the most sense. Alex in New Canaan. Alex.
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Alex?
Good.
I remember when you went, a couple of times when I called you during the Celtics. I'm a Celtic fan. I'm the guy that called you. You said a couple of times, are you worried? When do you get worried? When I kept calling in. And I kept telling you, I'm not worried. I was never worried.
Yeah, I do remember
that,
yes.
Yeah, right? Now, and by the way, I happen to think that Mazzullo is a good coach. That I know the other caller called in and said he is a good coach.
Yes.
But having said that, that's what I tell you. I got worried, and then I changed my mind. But I got worried when they finally lost the series because I thought, that's it. Tatum's out next year. It's going to be terrible. This guy, when Tibbs was fired yesterday, I was like, I was so relieved. I'm like, I'm not worried anymore. Thank God. Because it's the truth. Because Tibbs absolutely outcoached Mazzullo. He did a 180 from how he played, how the Knicks played the Celtics all season, those four games. He did a 180 is how he approached them. And it was just beautiful. You know, he had a two big man, a defense. He had every time Tatum had the ball, it just seemed like, they're playing like a hedge defense. And the Celtics couldn't get through. They couldn't get, all they could do was pop three-pointers and they were cold.
Right.
Look,
he did it. You give him credit because he switched a lot. Something they hadn't done a ton instead of the drop and everything else worked. For them, they got lucky because Boston had off shooting nights. There's a lot of open shots they missed. So you worry because if you're a Celtics fan, because you live and die by the three. So some nights you go cold from range, you're going to lose those games.
Really interesting question from David from Harlem. Mm. David asks this question, and I direct it at you. I certainly have an answer to it. Evan Tiki, I hope you guys are doing well. I've always wondered how you feel about callers asking, how are you? You never seem to answer it with enthusiasm. Hmm. Have you ever thought about telling people not to ask? Tiki, your thoughts.
It's just a conversation starter.
Exactly. But no one actually cares how you're doing.
Right.
Like, I was in the bathroom before, and whenever I run into a stranger, I want to say something. I just don't like put my head down. So my generic, I don't know who you are, or I do know who you are, and I have nothing to say, is, how you doing?
Yeah.
And I think that callers are the same way.
Right.
We don't actually care how the people are doing. You don't actually care how we're doing.
Right.
It's just, how are you?
Well, it's because a greeting sounds rude.
Hi.
Sounds rude.
Yeah.
Seriously. If you walk into a room like, hi, and that's all you say?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell do you say back to that?
Yeah, you're right.
It's awkward and rude.
It's just awkward and rude.
By the way, nothing has to have meaning to be nice. It's okay to say how you doing and not care. It's just, it's being nice.
As long as we acknowledge that no one actually cares. Like, the callers who call up, they don't care how we're doing.
We don't care how each other's doing.
So what would we suggest?
Instead of saying a
rude greeting or asking a, I don't know, non-answerable question, why don't you just say, when you call, I hope you guys are having a great day.
No, I got a better idea. How about you don't say anything, you just start talking sports?
See, I always think that's too awkward when they go right into it. Yeah, when you go right into the take, I think it's too awkward.
You think so? Just start talking. Whatever you want to talk about.
You might be right, because, all right, so, I mean, Evan might be right. The listener is listening to us as if they're in the conversation, right? And so if you're having a conversation and then you have a point you want to make, you don't say, hey, Ev, how you doing? Let me inject this point.
Right.
You just throw your point in.
Can we try this?
And so your point makes sense.
Yes.
Because the listener is in our conversation
right now. So let me, and you guys be the judge. So Mike in Fresh Meadows is on hold right now. Mike, you can hear my voice. He wants to ask a really interesting question about the Knicks and the NBA Finals and Tom Thibodeau. Mike will be our guinea pig. We're going to go to Mike in Fresh Meadows. And Mike, what I want you to do is don't say hi. Don't say how are you. Just get right in your sports point, and then you judge if that's awkward or not.
We have to be talking before we take it.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm excited for the NBA Finals tomorrow, aren't you, Teague?
I think OKC has a huge advantage.
Oh, no doubt.
Ultimately, I don't know about the Pacers, though. They surprised the hell out of the Knicks, who we thought should win.
So yeah.
They could surprise the hell out of OKC.
I'd be surprised if they won more than one game, honestly. I think it's going to be Thunder in five. Mike in Fresh Meadows. Mike.
I am going to ask a question.
Okay.
This is the question. Is there any value of the result of the championship game in regards to if Indiana comes in and sweeps OKC, don't the Knicks look better? Like they could be considered the second best team in the NBA?
By the way, before we answer that question, what did you think of him saying,
I
have a question as opposed to anything else?
That's fine, because sometimes people just make statements.
Yeah, it's true.
So
I love it.
He prepped us to get our thinking minds on.
Yeah, I think that's better than just jumping in with a take. I think prefacing that.
I think from now on, when you call up this show, we're not going to tell you this a million times. Like if you say, how are you? Fine, we'll answer it. But from now on, just make your freaking point. That's what we move on to.
I think as the producer of the show and also hosting as well, the reason why, and I'm speaking for hosts, the reason why they don't like the small talk is because we live in a very competitive business where you want to keep it moving, and the small talk is like fluff. It's like, who cares? Nothing personal to the guy calling.
Well, unless you have a real story.
No, but Teague, the person
like the
listening.
Guy who called, who's going to get a Tiki Ronde Barbara autograph for his hopefully potential new boss.
Right, or if you're Ozzy and it's part of the shtick, or Kendrick, but otherwise it's like the guy listening in Connecticut's like, who cares how Evan's doing? I want to hear sports talk.
Yeah, I think it's more.
Well, they already know how we're doing because we've been asked 15 times already.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. They already know. 18. And you know what? We'll start every show. We'll tell you how we're doing.
You know how I'm doing? I'm talking sports for a living after having a long sports career. I'm doing fantastic.
How you doing?
Not that kind of how you do it.
Like for me today, I would have said, hey, guys, I'm exhausted. Stayed up till 3 a.m. watching the Mets. And oh, by the way, they lost. You know, that's how I'm doing. Sean's got a Cinco de 5-0. Sal will tell us if the NL East is over. We'll get to more of your calls. And also, Yankee fans, we have an update on Giancarlo Stanton. We'll hear from the manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone, in just a few minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.